speak to our good old mates from SENZ. Here's Kim and the Beeve. Let's chime in early here.
Some people called me the people's champion. Some called me the greatest. But my mum called me... Can we just give it another five? Do I have to say what my mum called me?
Yeah, I think that is a dead giveaway, isn't it?
I think we might have it now. I think there might be a little bit more to it now.
We're no longer thinking, because my first option was Simone Biles. But then I thought, no, she was a world champion when she was a teenager anyway. Mm. Not just an Olympic champion, so that's not going to count. But I think, so we're almost going four clues here.
Zero in on charismatic, champion. Mm-hmm. Don't get caught up in the Olympic thing. Don't get caught up in the Olympic thing. And the greatest. Get focusing on those. And life. I'm a history maker in life as well.
Focusing on life.
Yeah, focusing on all that, folks.
All right, clue four coming clue up four. after we go across the ditch with Joel and the Missile. Eh? Hello, Australia. Welcome.
And welcome back to the show, The Run Home with Joel and James Magnusson, the Missile, the people's champion, the very charismatic James Missile. How are you settling in, James?
Joel.
Oh, the Kiwis are there. How are you, team?
Well, I was actually reading those thinking it might be the Missile because he's very topical at the moment.
He is.
So I just thought maybe it is.
Yes.
Is stubborn yet charismatic an accurate description?
You'd have to ask Joel.
Oh, please. There's one button left on his shirt, and otherwise we're full open here. What about your chest is out? No, very charismatic. He is the people's champion. And no, he's flying here today, that's for sure. How are you two?
We're brilliant. We've had a few issues this week, me and Kim. I've tried to introduce her to questions to ask rugby players, not to ask rugby players. And it's caused a bit of friction this week, it must be said.
Well, I mean, some of us would suggest that perhaps the former rugby players could stay in their lane. But, you know, not me, of course, just others.
Oh, Kim, what have you got for us? Is there anything, any big hitting questions you need to ask us?
Well, we've been talking a lot about Jet Cleary. Are you interested in that?
Yeah, absolutely. Is that catching big headlines there?
It is on the run home. Yeah. We've had Stacey on, and it would appear Stacey's watched as much of Jet as I have on YouTube right. in the last half hour.
Well, I'll tell you, this is the so I had to go and watch my daughter play a game. So she's playing with the Lisa Fiola, which is the under-17s Sharks team, and she was playing out at St Mary's. They're playing Penrith. And I reckon there was about 10 or 12 young girls from Cronulla who were making their way out to watch not my daughter play, who were mates of hers, but to watch the game after hers, which was Jet Cleary's team.
Oh, wow.
So he's got a bit of a following out there, let me tell you.
Okay. Well, guys, Kirsten Beeve,
shifting him.
Kim and Beeve, I just wanted to ask you two, if Jet Cleary comes over, who's he partnering? Is it Sean Johnson, or is it for future? Is it Tamari Martin? Is it Chanel Harris-DeVita? Metcalf, yeah. You've got a stack of thousands in those halves.
Well, it'd have to be Metcalf before he got injured is your out-and-out six. Is Jet Cleary's a seven by trade, isn't he?
I think so.
Yeah,
I believe so.
Yeah. But he'd be a year or two away, surely.
Surely you picked that up on your YouTube highlights, Beeve.
What's that, Kim?
Surely you picked that up on your YouTube highlights this afternoon.
Yeah, he was wearing number seven. Big right foot step down the middle. I saw that.
Is he the answer to the quiz? Is he the people's champion?
Yeah.
They call him the greatest.
He might be.
I'm still hung up on the Missile, to be honest. I'm still convinced. I don't know.
So what about this? So this is a young fella who's playing under-19s and never played first grade or reserve grade. He's got 50,000 followers
Holy
on Instagram.
Holy smokes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Has he got a chin of doom like his brother? Not quite.
Well, not if all those girls from Canella are chasing him.
Good style
Actually,
of a kid.
He's good sort, yeah.
Yeah, good style
good
of a kid.
A little bit hotter than Nathan.
There you go. But it's a halo effect of Nathan, though. I would have thought that 50,000.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Don't you reckon? What about Sean Johnson? So there's been talk about him being a little bit injured this week. Are we certain he's 100% playing? And how's the hype been about this big game tomorrow?
Well, huge excitement, to be fair, because obviously, usually Anzac Day is... Well, it's the booby prize for us because we go over to Melbourne and get a hiding, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
This year, Titans at home, finally getting to host one. It'll be a sold out at Mount Smart. So, no, the Kiwi fans can't wait. It's long overdue, the home Anzac game. And Stacey, as I said just on before, said the boys are pretty keen to get back out there after, I guess, not such a great performance against St. George.
It is long overdue. And I was saying this on Monday, guys, like Anzac... Australia and New Zealand Army Corps. Like I can't believe we've not had a game there for such a long time. It It had to be. It had to be there. And I'm so glad that it looks as though we're going to have one there every year. So finally, common sense has prevailed. But no doubt, a massive day over there for you guys as well.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Every year, similar to you guys, I've actually had the privilege of spending a couple of Anzac days in your way in Australia, one in Canberra, one in Sydney for the services there, and they were very, very special. Last year spent at Gallipoli, in fact, which was one of those life experiences that you just will never, ever forget. But yeah, Anzac Day, huge over here. Anzac Day sporting fixtures, also well-loved. We've talked a lot over here about how much of a miss we think it is that the Super Rugby teams don't do one as well on the day. Which just, yeah, like I say, feels like a bit of a miss. They have the Anzac round still, but nothing actually on the day, which is a shame. But no, yeah, people absolutely fizzing for this game. And not least because even though, you know, Titans not going wonderfully well results-wise, but people in New Zealand love Kieran Foran. Absolutely love him. So they can't wait to see him in action.
What are the cultural differences between Australia and New Zealand on Anzac Day? Is it similar sort of dawn service to the pub, two up, get pissed with your mates? Or is there a different order over there?
Two up isn't massive over here on Anzac Day, to be fair. I didn't run into it until I was overseas, and I ran into a pub on an Anzac Day. I think I was somewhere overseas in my Bath contract and ran into a whole lot of Australians going mad for two up. Because that's the first I'd seen it. Two up's not the go over here on Anzac Day, is it, Kim?
No. You'd head to the Razza. That's all.
The Razza?
The RSA.
Ah.
Oh, is it RSC over in Australia?
RSL over here.
RSL, that's it. Yeah, RSA over here. So I'd be going to the Razza. There's a one not far from us we would frequent.
Did the Dale Finucane retirement catch any news over there?
Yeah, no, it's. I think that was obviously yesterday. Yeah. Was that always on the cards, Joel? No.
We interviewed him, and absolutely wasn't on the cards. And he was a bit shocked. I said to him, when he had his last concussion, did he have a gut feel and pang in his stomach that might be it? He said, no, absolutely not. It was quite out of the blue for him as well. So, but he also said that he's very, very content with the decision and he's ready to move on with his life. But it was quite a shock for him. What a career. Six grand finals. He won a couple of premierships, played for New South Wales, but he's 251 games. In Dale Finucane games, that's like 400. The way he played, maybe 500.
Just the run out itself.
Yeah. Who's the All Black who would be sort of best attributed with those types of traits?
Oh, I mean, it's a boring answer, but it probably goes back to our greatest McCaw.
Yeah, got to be, right?
Yeah, it would have to be. Hey, Joel, I noticed too, your beloved Tigers, former teammate of mine, debuts for them this weekend on the wing, Solomon Alumalo.
Oh.
Finally gets his crack.
Former teammate of yours, Steve?
Yeah, he was a young fella, started off under the Dave Rennie years at the Chiefs, big tall boy. He's gone through some well-documented stuff around mental health and that, and had a couple of years sort of on the sidelines, but great to see him back out there. And if he can get it all right, mate, he is an athlete, he's a proper athlete. There'll be a lot of Chiefs eyes. I see all the boys all yahooing about seeing the team list, so there'll be a lot of Chiefs eyes on the Tigers this weekend.
Okay, so tell us, for the rugby league audience, who's a player that you sort of think about when you see this young fella coming through? Who do we expect him to be like?
He's about 6'4".
Ooh.
He's 6'4". I've got Brad in my ear saying Xavier Coates. He's probably not as thickly set as Xavier Coates, but I remember I took notice of him at training the first time I laid my eyes on him because when Renz brought him in, he said, keep an eye on this boy. He's got Folau traits.
Oh, wow.
So he's a great leaper. He's that sort of build. Probably not, as I said, not quite as thickly set as probably a Coates or a Folau. But he's quick. And I can imagine him running out of dummy half on some of those carries like Justin Hodges used to. The big footwork coming out and having a crack out of dummy half on those return carries. So I'm looking forward to seeing him go.
Okay, well, that's pretty exciting for the Tigers fans. Now, just for the benefit of us here, Solomon, how do you say his last name properly, Beav?
Alumalo.
Alamalo, Solomon Alamalo, and not named in. Oh, he is named in number five.
Yeah,
How good's that going to be?
Up against the Broncos, first time out.
Yes.
Go learn rugby league.
Where's Charlie? Charlie Staines has been playing on the right, so he'll probably be on the left, which he's going to be up against young Dean Mariner. So that'll be some contest there. Where are we? Well, there you go. And you've probably also heard very, very sad news that Terry Hill has passed away, which is quite sad because I was half expecting him to be there at the match. They've got the Old Boys Day. Of course, the Tigers' first ever match was against the Broncos. So the first ever West Tigers team had all been invited to be at this match. And I was asked only today, who could we expect to be there? And I said, oh, you know, maybe Jared McCracken and the McGuinness boys and Darren Senna, Shane Walker, Terry Hill, Hopewadi, those sorts of guys. And very, very tragic news to hear the passing of Terry Hill, just a really good character. Great to catch up, guys. We appreciate your time and go the Warriors. I hope it's a really, really good day there in New Zealand for the Warriors.
Oh, same.
Cheers, guys.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
$20 off for 5 months with Mate Internet. Use promo code SAVE20 with Mate Internet.